Stalking terrorists. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The president lost a big one this week. A federal judge in Detroit ruled that the president's wiretapping program was unconstitutional. In fact, she said it was unbelievably unconstitutional. The president's actions blatantly disregarded the parameters clearly enumerated by the Bill of Rights. Yikes! I believe she's saying he violated his oath of office to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution, which means she might want to check her phone. Because the war on terror is more important than ever before, and the stakes got even higher this week when the president made this statement about Iraq.
If we cut and run, if we leave before the mission is complete, if we withdraw, the enemy will follow us home.
Follow us home. In other words, we're not just up against ordinary terrorists. These guys are stalkers, like swarming paparazzi. What do we do about that? Well, I'll tell you what we do. We unleash our own secret weapon because we have a stalker of our own.
CNN's Christiane Amanpour. She covers the world's biggest stories, interviews the world's top leaders. Now she tracks the world's most wanted man in the footsteps of Bin Laden next Wednesday night, 9 Eastern. Know your enemy.
Look behind you, Bin Laden. You may be able to escape the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Marines, the Coast Guard, but you cannot escape basic cable. Yeah, you may have liquid explosives, but we have terrifying production music. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.